Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Христос. There we are. Христос воскресе. Воистину воскресе. Good afternoon and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program broadcast each and every Sunday right here on 7:30 a.m. WPIT in Pittsburgh. Well, the Penguins are up 3-2. Hopefully we can close it out tomorrow in Montreal with Le Habiton. And I would really like that to happen. And all you Penguins fans, I know you do too. But today, we have another special event. Today is Mother's Day. And I'd like to start by wishing my mother, Teresa Poloka, a very happy Mother's Day. We love you, Mom. And we're doing okay. A couple months ago, as you all know, my dad passed away. And I just want to wish my mom happy Mother's Day. In addition to that, I would like to wish my wife, Carrie, happy Mother's Day, putting up with me for almost 15 years now. And in addition, I'd like to wish happy Mother's Day to my sister Beth and my sister Sue, and also to my brother-in-law Michael and Mark if he's listening. So happy Mother's Day to all of you. We start with, this is O Bohorodice, and happy Mother's Day also to our spiritual mother, Mary the Bohorodice.
O Bohorodice, Divo i Mati, iz milivonim virni giti, ena svidljani nebes palati, mesec ja slava, krasi tvojej, mesec ja slava, krasi tvojej. Marije čista,
you can also listen to us live around the world every Sunday just by going to the website at WPIT.com. Click on the button in the middle that says Listen Live, and that's all you got to do. If you happen to miss our live stream or broadcast, you can just go to our archives, www.c-rs.org. Just look for Russin Radio. And if you are a techno geek, well, not techno geek, but if you're a Facebook fan, all you got to do is go search Russin Radio and be a fan. We just added our 205th fan over the last couple days, so we need some more. And if you want to donate to the show, you can do so by sending me regular mail, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. Or if that's too much for you, just give me a call, 412-877-9351, and I'll give you all that information again. Next, we go to Lemkovina. This is another Mother's Day song. This is Oy Mala Mati. If you're looking for some shopping for you shopaholics out there, the Carpathia Russin Society has a wonderful gift shop, which offers a huge variety of Russin items for sale, including a large selection of, well, basically anything you're looking for. You can visit our website at www.c-rs.org, click on sales, or just call the Cultural Center and the sales boss, if you want to call her that, Kathy Silvestri, at 412-567-3077. Leave a message and we will get back with you. If you would like to visit the gift shop or have a brochure sent to you, again, just call 412-567-3077 and leave some information for them to get back with you. Next, we're going to go a little modern here. This is Mamko Moya by the group called Fortuna. Ja iść do zoka, widzi was.
moim nigda ja na was. Oj, krzyżoczko, mamko moja, młodości czas. Nie zabudu przeci swoim nigda ja na was.
We'll talk a bit more. Last week we started the discussion about Father Alexander Duknovich with his birthday, but today, since it is Mother's Day, let's talk a little bit about that. In its present form, Mother's Day was established by Anna Marie Jarvis following the death of her mother, Ann Jarvis, on May 9, 1905, with the help of a Philadelphia merchant called John Wanamaker. A small service was held on May 12, 1907, in the Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church in Grafton, West Virginia, not too far from here, where Anna's mother had been teaching Sunday school. But the first official service was May 10, 1908, in the same church, accompanied by a larger ceremony in the Wanamaker Auditorium in the Wanamaker Store in Philadelphia. She then campaigned to establish Mother's Day as a U.S. national holiday, and later as an international holiday. The holiday was declared officially by the state of West Virginia in 1910, and the rest of the states in the Union quickly followed. On May 8, 1914, the U.S. Congress passed a law designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day and requesting a proclamation. So, President Woodrow Wilson, on May 9, 1914, issued that proclamation, declaring the first national Mother's Day as a day for American citizens to show the flag in honor of those mothers whose sons died in the Great War, World War I. In 1934, President Franklin Roosevelt approved a stamp commemorating the holiday. And in May 2008, the U.S. House of Representatives voted twice on a resolution commemorating Mother's Day, the first one being unanimous so that all congressmen would be on record showing support for Mother's Day. The Grafton, West Virginia's church, where the first celebration was held, is now the International Mother's Day Shrine and is a national historic landmark. A little bit of information about the history of Mother's Day. Next, we have one of our favorites. This is Hanka Servitska with our spiritual mother, honoring her again, Presyataya Diva, or our Holy Mother.
Thank you.
Our next announcement comes from our good friend, Sue Andrejko, who you can listen to right after us, the Slovak Hour. The 53rd International Pittsburgh Folk Festival will be presented this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 14th, 15th, and 16th. This spectacular three-day event will take place at the Monroeville Convention Center. Featured throughout the weekend will be international kitchens, music, dancing, crafts, cultural displays, cooking demos, and an international marketplace. All in all, more than 30 nationalities will be represented, including our own Karpatho Rusin. We will be on Saturday with our junior ensemble at the matinee, and we will also be on Sunday for the matinee. There will also be a memorial tribute to my dad, Jack Paloka, before the 3 p.m. performance, I believe it is, and we will finish out the concert around 4:15. On Saturday, Mary Guido, CRS member, and the Pittsburgh Lace Guild will be demonstrating lace making, and Anne Marie Zerischneck will demonstrate the art of spinning thread. Also on Saturday, from noon until 2, the Pittsburgh Folk Festival will welcome KDKA's morning host, Larry Richard. KDKA will also give festival goers a chance to win some good prizes from their KDKA prize wheel. So, how do you get to this place? Well, advance tickets for 18 years and over are $8 if purchased at the door. Cost is $10. Students ages 13 to 17 with a valid student ID can purchase tickets in advance for $5 or at the door for $6. Senior citizens, just $8, and children 12 and under are free. If you want to purchase tickets beforehand, you can do so by calling 412-278-1267 or visit the festival website www.pghfolkfest.org. Or we're going to have a little giveaway here. Last week, we couldn't get the studio's phones to work just right. So the first couple callers who give me a buzz on my cell phone will win some tickets. It's right here. Yeah, Mark's looking at me. Ooh, what's going on there? So the first couple people who give me a call, and if afterwards you're listening to this on the podcast and want to get some tickets for this, and we're going to also have a Slaviani giveaway in a couple minutes, give me a call. 412-877-9351. One more time. That is 412-877-9351. We now go to Mariana Zelezna with Mamko Moja.
Bye.
All right, our two winners now were Larry Sugar, good friend of ours, and Fran Krawczyk, which I'll give you both a call a little later and get those tickets right out to you. And if you're looking for something to do, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 22nd of May, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble will present our 34th annual concert at 2 p.m. at the Andrew W. Mellon Middle School, say that five times fast, which is located on Washington Road, which is Route 19 in Mount Lebanon. As you may know, Slaviani is a dynamic, dedicated group of 50 talented children from ages 6 to 20, who for over 45 years, started by my dad, Jack Paloka, have rehearsed tirelessly year-round to display their representation of the Slavic heritage and culture, especially that of the Carpatho-Rusyn people. A colorful array of beautiful costumes, including new Romani costumes, will adorn our members, Slaviani members, while we perform in a showcase of exciting music, songs, and dances from the Rusyn homeland, along with music, song, and dances from the countries of Romania, Croatia, Macedonia, Russia, and Romani culture. Immediately following the concert, a reception will be held at Holy Ghost Social Center in Superior Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. There will be plenty of mouth-watering ethnic food. Entertainment will be provided by the popular Orkestar Zabava. Adult tickets are available in advance or at the door for $8, students $5, children 4 years of age and under no charge. The concert ticket also includes admission to the reception, but if you want to just come to the reception, it's only $4. For more information, you can give me a call. And we're going to give away some tickets as well. We're going to give away two sets of tickets, again, to that same cell phone number you just called a couple minutes ago for Folk Festival tickets. Give me a buzz. You can win some tickets at 412-877-9351. If by some chance I do not answer, leave a message. I'll call you back later. I got some things to do here in the studio. So again, that's 412-877-9351. Next, we go to Mamko Moja Ljuba by my very good friend, Maria Maciuszkova.
Mamko Moja
All right, we still have some lines open here. Well, my cell phone line open. So give me a call if you want Slaviani tickets, 412-877-9351. And as we close today with Epilogue from Stropko, Slovakia, with Mamko Moja Doroha, I hope, all mothers out there have a great Mother's Day, including my own mother and my wife, Carrie. I love you both. Again, Slaviani tickets, 412-877-9351. 9351. Trzymajcie się z Bohem.
Mato moja złota, drwinka moje mużyki, za serce twoje złote, za niźni ruki twoje, za lasku, za słowo proste, i pieśni śpiewają tobie. Mamko moja droga, tu pieśni śpiewają tobie.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш днесний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 713. Trimajte se šťastlivo i s Bohom.